Many thanks, and thank you for the report and work on this topic. MAG is delighted that issues of ammunition management have been the focus of so many states this week in this forum and elsewhere. While, as you note, the generic preventative measures in this protocol relate to the prevention of explosive remnants of war in conflict, this is part of wider life cycle management of ammunition and is rapidly becoming a priority for many states and stakeholders. We've spoken on this issue for several years, so I'll keep comments brief, but work to respond to the humanitarian impact of unplanned explosions at munition sites and the impact of on people from diverted munitions has grown in scale. It must continue to do so, as needs currently outstrip the global capacity to respond, particularly in areas affected by conflict and fragility. MAG and several other NGOs have provided assistance to states under a framework of national ownership, and we plan to continue to do so. While I have the floor, I would also like to underline MAG's view that management of stockpiles is related to the issue of ERW and involves many organisations, including my own, that are also undertaking mine action work. But we feel firmly that this work falls beyond the scope of mine action and that, while in need of greater and broader response, work on this issue should not come at the expense of mine action's work on and funding for mines, cluster munitions and explosive remnants of war. Finally, I would like to commend the UN Safeguard Initiative and the International Ammunition Technical Guidelines as a global guiding framework, particularly the consultative way in which our colleagues at UNODA have engaged practitioners. From an operational perspective, I would like to note again their utility, with their incremental nature guiding work in even the most complex contexts. We fully support, Mr. Coordinator, your comments that work to mitigate the risk of diversion and devastating unplanned explosions does not have to be resource intensive. We also note the importance of regional cooperation in addressing the human impact of insecure and poorly managed stockpiles. Finally, we join others in thanking Switzerland for convening next week's meeting, and we look forward to it. Many thanks, Mr. Coordinator, and we look forward to further work on this topic here and in other relevant fora.